Katharine Hepburn was born 100 years ago today. She had great cheekbones, tomboy shoulders, and the purr of a cat getting ready to pounce. She could be famously rude and cutting. Her one marriage was a sham. She fooled around with billionaire Howard Hughes and had a two-decades-long affair with the married Spencer Tracy that was just about the worst-kept secret in Hollywood. Few American actors have left as vivid an image of independence and integrity as Katharine Hepburn. In 1940's The Philadelphia Story, she played a willful socialite dueling with Jimmy Stewart.
You're the worst kind there is, an intellectual snob. You made up your mind awfully young, it seems to me.
Well, 30's about time to make up your mind. And I'm nothing of the sort, not Mr. Connor.
The time to make up your mind about people is never. Yes, you are. And a complete one.
You're quite a girl, aren't you?
You think?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, she was. In 1951's The African Queen, she was Rosie the Missionary to Bogey's Old Rummy and hits upon a way to turn a barge into a warboat.
If we were to fill those cylinders with that blasting gelatine and then fix them so that they would stick out over the end of the boat and then run the boat against the side of a ship, they would go off just like a torpedo, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they're detonators in the end.
We could, what do you call it, get a good head of steam up and then point the launch toward a ship, and just before she hit, we could dive off, couldn't we?
Sure, miss, sure, absolutely. There's only one little thing wrong with your idea. There ain't nothing to torpedo.
Oh, yes, there is.
There's what?
Something to torpedo.
What's that?
The Louisa.
And in 1949's Adam's Rib, she and her old lover played an old married couple, attorneys sparring over a case and leftovers.
Anything for a hungry man?
Cheese, a souffle, maybe?
No.
Huh?
Curry, lamb curry, what do you say?
Perfect.
Chutney.
Yes, I think so.
Say, do you know you were pretty cute in there today, my little...
You weren't so bad yourself, chum.
Do you mind a bit of the old garlic?
Why, a bit.
Pinky.
What, Pinky?
Do me a favor, will you?
Not too much salt?
No. Drop the case.
I can't.
Why not?
It's my call.
I know. But I don't ask many favors.
Sure you do.
You could handle it from your desk.
Not as good.
Practically.
Listen, darling, I know that deep down you agree with me. With everything I want and hope and believe in. We couldn't be so close if I didn't feel that you did.
Oh, sure.
Now, take this trial. Sure, maybe it has some of the inconvenience of the spotlight, but that's my whole point.
What point?
Not any green peppers. Indigestible.
Well, everything's indigestible to some people.
Anyway, I don't like green peppers.
All right, no. People will be making jokes about us over the radio before long.
All in a good cause.
Your cause.
Katharine Hepburn. Ouch.